Welcome to 101.5 FM Studios. Superintendent John Hallam of Moreton Police District. You're monitoring and advising currently on the situation with the pandemic. What is the latest?
We are now moving cautiously from a period of unprecedented restrictions into a period of gradual and staged transition to a new normal. This is because Queensland has had an extended period of limited transmission of COVID-19. To date, we have had a total of 1,051 confirmed cases, and currently 18 of the cases are active. This success is attributed to all members of the community adhering to good social distancing, maintaining strict personal hygiene practices, and following the Chief Health Officer's directions. Please keep up the good work. Last weekend, people across Moreton District enjoyed the relaxation of movement and gathering restrictions. My police reported that, for the most part, people's behaviour was outstanding. However, I would like to remind you all to practice some common sense. If you're out in a public space, it is busy, and you find it a real challenge to practice social distancing, rethink your plans, consider an alternate destination, or perhaps adjust your timings. The state government has released a roadmap to easing Queensland restrictions. Go to covid19.qld.gov.au to get the full details. The roadmap is in three stages. Progression to each stage is dependent on any outbreaks of COVID-19 being effectively contained. Let's just focus on stage one of the roadmap now. Stage one will commence on the 15th of May, and we will see a maximum of 5 people permitted to attend a private home from a different household, gatherings of up to 10 people outdoors for non-contact activities, recreational day trips of up to 150 kilometres, and retail shopping will include beauty and nail salons. I will reinforce the timing of the rollout of the roadmap is subject to the infection rate and any outbreaks being effectively contained. On another note, with many of us working or studying from home or just spending more time online, scammers are increasing their efforts to steal our personal and financial details or gain remote access to our PCs. Please take the time to review your internet security. Is it up to date? You can seek further information either on the QPS website or through your internet service provider. The ongoing support of our community is essential to getting through this event. I ask everyone to visit covid19.qld.gov.au for updates. Please do not come complacent. As I have said before, this is a marathon and not a sprint. We need to continue the good work to protect the lives of people we don't even know.
We appreciate and thank you to Superintendent John Hallam from Moreton Police District for keeping us up to date and keeping our community connected on 101.5 FM.